Sham Shvius, Parakhes, Halacha Gimel. Ein Mechem Parashvius, we had an earlier Mishnah in the last parak that there are some restrictions on pairs that have Kedusha Shvius are not allowed to be sold in the traditional, in the regular manner. We had there in the Mishnah is about a person can only sell them if they had them under very specific circumstances, can they actually even sell them. So, assuming that you have fruit that's allowed to be sold, you can't sell those fruits, loy b'mida, not by weight, not by size, for loy b'mishkol, not by weight, for loy b'minyan, not by count. In other words, you can't sell them in any of the normal ways that are sold in a store, by how many of the pieces there are, or how much they weigh, etc. You can't sell them that way. The one is going to explain why. For loy tain b'minyan, and you therefore can't sell figs by the amount. You know, I want 5 figs. For loy yerek b'mishkol, you can't sell vegetables by their weight. Beisham says you also can't sell bundles of fruits and vegetables because that's how they would typically be sold. If you have something that would usually be bundled up when you're in the house, that's just the way people package it. They just hold it together in a bundle. Then you could do it in when you sell it also, because that's not the way, that doesn't show that you're selling it. It makes it look like you're not trying to sell it. Just however people just bunch them together. You could go and have creation when it's a whole, like these two vegetables, that are, people just bunch them together when even in their homes. So the Gemara says, Lama, what's the reason why you're not allowed to sell perishvias in these different, you know, weight, by weight or by amounts, etc.? So the Gemara answers, Kedeshim Kubuzol. The Mepharshim explains that it means like this. It literally means that it should be sold for cheap. But the means is that the point is we're trying to make it, people who sell perishvias, it should be obvious that the person is selling his these items that they have Kedusha Shvius. If he were to sell them the regular way, it would not be obvious that they have Kedusha Shvius. And therefore, the restrictions on how you sell it remind people that the item has Kedusha Shvius. An added benefit of selling it in these ways that makes people realize that it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius is that by selling it for cheaper, that specifically points to the fact that it will be not having Kedusha Shvius, because that has Kedusha Shvius, because things that are Shvius produce are meant to be free. You're not allowed to take ownership of it. So the fact that the price is cheaper connects to people that, oh, this is from Shemitah produce, because Shemitah produce should in fact not be the regular price. And the reason why, I forgot to explain, the reason why it would be cheaper is because since you're not selling it in by weight or by amount, so therefore you have to estimate. You just take a handful of potatoes and try to sell them. You have to estimate how much they are, and therefore the seller will lower the price, will give a price that's lower than it really actually would have been, because he has to compensate for the fact that he's not giving the person an actual exact amount. If you're trying to get the price cheaper, if you're scuba litra of yin scuba zol, so let them tell people you're allowed to weigh it out. You weigh it out with a litra, you'll measure out how much it's supposed to be, and then tell people you have to give a discounted price. And let the chacham, instead of saying don't sell it by weight, let them just say is you have to give a discounted price. So the Gemara says, im amar adkein, if you're going to say that, afwein anog behem kedusha, no, it's not going to work. People are not going to realize that this has kedusha shvius. So instead, we have this whole requirement that you not sell it by amounts, and instead the person will have no choice, will be forced into the strange sale, which will make him realize that this thing is kedusha shvius. Tini, we're going to buy some pears chutz al shenichnas hularitz. If you have pears from out of Israel that came to Israel, lo yunim karm, lo yibimid, lo yibimishkol v'minyan. Those fruits also cannot be sold. You can't, just like I said in our Mishnah about Paris Eretz Yisrael, like the Paris Eretz, you have to sell them like the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and the reason is because if you sell those fruits the other way, people will get confused and they'll think that all the fruits that are being sold in this market do not have Kedusha Shvius. But if it was obvious that these fruits came from Chutz Eretz, then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to sell them, people will not get confused. Rabbi Rabun said, Elin, this that we just said, that if it's obvious, then you could sell it. An example of that is Elin Kurdikia. It's like these people, these Kurdikia people, the Salkin, the Mizdamim, and the Susisa Luteria, they go and sell fruit from Susisa, which is in Chutzlar, Tveria, which is a border town in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody knows that these fruits are being brought by these traders who bring things from Chutzlaritz right to Eretz Yisrael, to these border towns. So in that case, everybody knows that it comes from Chutzlaritz, and there's no problem And there's no problem selling that stuff immediately to Mishkal. Now the Gemara continues. Reb Chizkiya Pirim Avra Mamal says, Zeshu Moidid B'Kafisha, if you have a person who is measuring things, scooping things out and measuring them with a bucket, okay, with a basket. So in fact, if you scoop things out with a basket, that would be a fine way of selling things, because that's not by an official weight or an amount. You're just sort of like scooping out an amount and saying, you know, charging, figuring out a price for the basket. And he already did it 2-3 times. So the point is, once he did it a couple of times with the same basket, he gets the hang of it, and he understands how much fits into the basket. Also, Lomad Boy, then he's no longer allowed to do it, because at that point it's become basically just another way to measure. So once he did it a couple of times, he won't be allowed to use that as a measuring. Now it'll be considered to be a more traditional way of measuring. Amar Rishi. Rishi says the following. Asher Meimar, a person is forbidden from saying, Avad Etzba Echa, do it by the fingers. Okay, which the Rav Fogel thing is that basically you're telling the person, count me out a certain number of them. You know, give me one for each finger. You know, give me one per finger. Basically, give me 5 of them, that, you know, or something like that. You're not allowed to do that. That's a way of asking for it by count. Now the Gemara talks about a similar din to ours, which is not only, our Mishnah said that perishables can't be sold by counting or by weight, and there's another din, which is a bechor, a firstborn animal, is meant to be brought as a carbon. If it has a mum, then just given to a kohen, and the kohen can use it, but he's not allowed to sell it, just like in our Mishnah, he's not allowed to sell it by weight, he's not allowed to sell it, you know, in a traditional, in a typical way that those kind of things are sold. So, Tabach Kohen, a Shoichid, who's a Kohen, Shen Nizdam Noloi Bechor, or Shen Nizban Noloi Bechor, he ended up getting with an animal that's a Bechor. So, Fekti Mar Mahu, Mikatosu Kuptin, is it okay for him to cut it up into the usual size pieces that, you know, pieces of meat, Umizab Nasa, Gushuk, and then go sell them to Shuk that way? So, the question is he allowed to do that or not? So, on the one hand, it's being sold in a traditional way. That's how the meat is cut up. On the other hand, he's just cutting it. I mean, you have to cut the meat up somehow. You can't just sell a whole side of beef. He's got to cut it up. So the question is he the Tabach allowed to do that? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu was from Myanmar, Shari. Rabbi Yirmiyahu thought that it was okay. And he learned it from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, things that would usually be tied up in a certain way at home, you'll have to tie it up for the Shuk also. So too, these pieces of meat are being cut up in a way that anybody else would cut them. Everybody else would cut them. So you're just doing what's normal in your home. So that's okay. The fact that he happens to be a sheikh and a professional who does this, a butcher, I'm sorry, not a sheikh, a butcher, who does this all the time, that should be okay also. Amra Mana, Ramana said, no, Kol Gam, he Amra, all my bones, like all the whole Mishnah tells us to who us that you're forbidden. Because for him to cut it that way is in fact doing schar with this produce, because he's a professional butcher who cuts it in a specific way, and when he cuts it that way, that's considered to be doing schar in that way, and therefore it will be forbidden for him to cut it in that way.